I think my final comments will be the following. I want to begin by appreciating the work that the members of this working group are doing to continue to push forward on the Durban Declaration of Program of Action. I think the work you're doing is absolutely essential, and I think you need to continue to hold the UN's feet to the fire and hold UN member states' feet to the fire on this issue of the Durban Declaration of Program and Program of Action. As I mentioned, we are in a moment where there's increased attention and increased willingness to acknowledge the outstanding work that remains to be done for racial justice and equality. And so you find many sectors of society, including highest levels of government, willing to speak out in favor of racial justice. But all of those words are meaningless without the commitment of resources and without mobilization of political will to ensure that the UN is more than just a talk shop for the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, but that there's actually a commitment to outreach and to ensuring that the potential of that instrument is really made real. So I think it's my concluding remarks are both thanking you for the work that you're doing, but also saying that much more is required, and that 2021, I think, is going to be a moment for really judging the nature of the commitment of UN member states to racial justice and racial equality, in part by seeing what they do with the commemoration. And so it's a big task, but I urge you to really rise up to occasion. And thank you again very much for including me in this interactive dialogue.